Oklahoma is showing a very high prevalence for COVID-19 cases. Details on the Attorney General's letter to State Superintendent Ryan Walters. And Tulsa is rolling out permit-ready housing plans. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, August 19th. I'm Deborah Shar. Disease experts are reporting a surge in COVID-19 cases in Oklahoma. KGOU's Logan Layden reports the outbreak comes ahead of the usual and expected uptick in the fall.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention test wastewater, sewage basically, to monitor the prevalence of COVID. The latest data show Oklahoma among the 27 states in the very high category. Also, laboratory testing reported by the State Department of Health is showing about a 22% positivity rate, which is well above the baseline for this time of year. It's not a crisis, but a reminder that COVID spikes aren't always predictable, and it remains important to use proper hygiene, and if you're sick, stay home for the good of those you may come in contact with. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
The state attorney general is telling the Department of Education it must release funds intended to enhance school safety measures. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the AG announced the opinion Sunday with a scathing letter to State Superintendent Ryan Walters.
In the 2023 legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill that gave schools about $96,000 each for 3 years for safety upgrades like bulletproof windows and resource officers. But districts said they couldn't access rolled over funds from 1 year to the next after the State Department removed it from their accounts, despite the agency's previous guidance that districts could use rollover. Walters requested Attorney General Gettner Drummond to weigh in. Drummond says the carryover funding is allowed and the department must disperse those funds as the legislature intended. He says it was deeply troubling the funds were not managed correctly and that Walters waited more than a year to seek guidance. Quote, I pray that your failure to deploy those funds does not result in deadly consequences. Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat said in a statement Sunday the law was clear when it was passed and shouldn't have needed an AG opinion, but the circumstances made it necessary. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma House Speaker Pro Tem Kyle Hilbert sent an email to lawmakers Monday saying he met with the State Department and schools should receive the funds by the end of the week. At least 140,000 Oklahoma children participated in a federal summer feeding program thanks to the state's tribal nations. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports. Despite that, state officials still won't take part in the USDA's summer EBT program for a second year in a row.
The program offers low-income families $40 per child per month over the summer to use for groceries. This summer, Governor Kevin Stitt turned down the federal dollars, but certain tribal nations offered the program to all eligible people on their reservations. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says his tribe brought in almost $8 million worth of food while spending less than a quarter of that amount on administration.
You cannot beat that return on investment. So if you look at it that way, it's a winner. If you look at it in terms of something everybody has an interest in, that's bringing federal tax dollars home. Those are hard-earned dollars that are paid in.
Stitt says the state is fully capable of serving children without the federal program, and people will have more money because he signed a bill cutting the grocery tax. Oklahoma is one of the top 10 hungriest states in the nation. Hunger Free Oklahoma says it is disappointed in the decision, and the federal benefit is effective. I'm Anna Pope.
Builders hoping to construct mixed-use housing in Tulsa will soon be able to choose from pre-existing plans the city has already approved. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports this is Tulsa's latest initiative to address a housing shortage and homelessness in the city.
Over the years, Tulsa has seen a lot of growth. But Housing Policy Director Travis Holes says there's something missing.
We have seen a lot of single detached homes and the large scale multifamily apartments and not a whole lot in between.
He says the city's pre-approved housing plan is focused on creating the middle housing Tulsa needs. It will include permit-ready construction plans that have already been reviewed for conformance with building codes. Along with hiring consultants to design the housing plans, the city will also hire a homeless program lead to oversee the project and other related initiatives. Mayor G.T. Bynum says he hopes the changes will make housing development much faster and more predictable. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The pre-approved housing plans are one of 33 actionable items from the Tulsa's Mayor Council Housing, Homelessness, and Mental Health Task Force. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.